At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Week one of the NFL season did not go the way that the New York Giants fans, media, coaches, front office, or the owner thought it would. While nobody was out here thinking that the Giants were going to contend for a Super Bowl, I think it's pretty fair to say that everybody believed they had an opportunity to be much improved from last year. That just simply wasn't the case. There were issues all over the place. And we're going to talk about them. I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I have a giant issue. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of A Giant Issue. I am Coach Gene Clemens. New York Giants on SI, that's where you get all the news and information that I have, the news and information about your New York Giants, the news and information that you're going to need as we start to navigate this season. Whew, week one was a doozy. It was so interesting, right, to watch the reactions. But it was so bad that I actually recorded this podcast this morning. And while I was listening back to it, because I wanted to make sure that I had touched on everything that I touched on, I just kept feeling like, man, all you did was yell. You yelled, 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 yelled. I didn't like the way it sounded. I didn't like the way it felt. So I had to come back and do it again. And hopefully all of the things that I was ranting and raving on, I can try to articulate a lot better, a lot easier, a lot simpler than I did the first time. I want to start with this because I didn't start with this the first time I recorded. New York Giants fans, you cannot behave like you behaved towards Daniel Jones ever again. That was utterly deplorable. And anytime you give an excuse for why you act like that, you look even worse. I have friends who are Giants fans. I have acquaintances who are Giants friends. I have people that I respect that are Giants fans. I would tell them the same thing. If I had a friend, if one of my Giants friends, right? If we were at the game and after the game, they sat and waited outside for the players to come out and waited for Daniel Jones only to then berate him and act as if he was the most horrible person in the world, I would walk away from them. I would be embarrassed. I might be on some, hey, go find your own way home type stuff. That was deplorable. Regardless of how you feel about his performance, don't give me the scapegoat of, well, this is New York. Because you know what that means? That means, oh, it's okay to act like an a-hole because I live in New York. No, it's not okay. And if we're being honest, most of you don't even live in New York. You live in New Jersey. And you live in places that are really, really nice. You don't even live in highly hostile places. Most of you don't live in the places that give you the edge that some of you were showing Daniel Jones. If Daniel Jones would have walked over there and punched whoever that was directly in the face, you know what everybody would have said? Daniel Jones was out of line. He was disrespectful. Oh my gosh, he's got to have thicker skin than that. Why? Why should he have thick skin if you fans don't have thick skin, right? It's the same skin. I want you to think about something. I want you to imagine this. Imagine whatever you do for a living. I teach. I work in media, right? Imagine if I finished, right, a taping for a show and it went out live and people watched it and they didn't like my performance. And so they located where I come out of the building or where I come out of my school or where I come out of my house. And they waited for me to leave. And when I left, they just started berating me. You understand what I would do in that situation? It's two things. A cool head would call the cops because it's kind of creepy, right? So a cool head would call the cops because the game is over, right? Why are you still out here hanging around just to be able to talk noise to him? That's the one thing. I'd call the cops. Hey, somebody's out here. I don't know who they are. They're berating me. I don't know what I did to them, but can you please help? The second me will walk right over there and slam whoever it is on their head. I am not for play like that. I do not get down like that. I don't think it's cute. I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's warranted. If you want to get on social media and, you know, put your little memes out, if you want to get on social media and say, hey, this team sucks, right? Because it wasn't just Daniel Jones that was bad yesterday. We'll get into that. If you wanted to talk about all the reasons that they disappointed you, if you would have saw Daniel Jones and said, hey, Daniel, man, that's disappointing. That's a bad performance. That's respectful. That's still understanding of that person as a human being, right? I'm not going to get into all of the sucker stuff with, you know, dealing with emotional, whatever, blah, 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 blah. This game is tough. You got to have thick skin. I get it. I'm not on that Jermaine Illuminor stuff. I'm on that Dexter Lawrence thing, right? I'm on that thing that says, hey, this does not help. It does not help. It only makes things worse. And this is the part where I wonder if people even understand the ramifications of their actions, or are their actions simply just based on being drunk, right? Are your actions just based on being belligerent? Are you just an awful person? Because that makes me wonder that too. Not only to the people who did this, but to the people who thought that they were 100% justified just because Daniel Jones makes a lot of money. Daniel Jones deserves criticism, right? He deserves criticism because he's the person who's playing the position. But Daniel Jones ain't call those plays. Daniel Jones didn't put Daniel Jones on the field. Daniel Jones didn't pay Daniel Jones $40 million. Daniel Jones is just trying to go out there and be the best that he can be. And listen, we've all said it ad nauseum. Maybe that's just not good. Maybe his best is just not good. Wouldn't it be sad if Daniel Jones goes somewhere else and he has success, right? And I don't think it'll be big success, but he has success. And we didn't have to hear Giants fans say something like, oh, well, he just couldn't handle the pressures of New York and he just needed a fresh start. No, maybe what he needed is for the fan base to act like human beings and not to act like ravenous dogs who've never had any food. That behavior is deplorable. It is horrible. And I'm starting to yell again. I'm going to calm down. Please, Giants fans, don't act like that again. Voice your displeasure, right? Voice your displeasure because that's your right, but you don't have to be ugly. You don't have to be like that. That was disgusting. And not for what is for what it's worth. It never does you any good to boo or to ridicule, especially in the moment. How do you think somebody is going to respond when you're we're three plays into the game? Three. And you're already booing. We were three plays into the game. And you're already booing. Right? If the boos had started at the end of the fourth or towards the end of the fourth quarter, where the game is over and you're just like, all right, I want them to know that this was a bad performance. Boo! All right, cool. If you start booing in the first act of a play, how do you ever expect the second or third act to get better? Because now those players, those people who are on stage, all they're thinking about is the booing. They're not thinking about their lines. They're not thinking about how to be comfortable. They're not thinking about having fun. They're just thinking about, oh my gosh, they're out there booing. Nobody wants to be booed. Nobody. Some people care less than others, but nobody wants to be booed. That doesn't help your team. And if you're really a fan, like some of you claim to be, then every single thing you do should be to help your team, not to hurt it. Not to hurt it. You should never turn the home field into the away field. You should never have players get more excited about going on the road to play than they are about staying home. And guess what? I would be 100% willing to put money on. These Giants players would rather not be in New York playing games. Why? Because of your behavior. You know what that behavior feels like to me? It feels like all of those times that y'all ridicule Philadelphia for the way they behave. How is what you did any different than throwing snowballs at Santa Claus? How is what you did any different from how Philadelphia fans get down, where people berate them about their fans and how they behave? What about Cleveland Browns fans and how they behave and how deplorable their behavior has been in the past? And while people are out in New York acting as if they're exhibiting a higher level of sophistication, you're out here doing the same stuff or even worse. Please don't do that again. I also realized that I couldn't talk about everything that I wanted to talk about in a 30-minute section. I didn't want to give you a two-hour-long pod so that you didn't listen to, you know, an hour and a half of it and then have these points be missed. So we'll break this thing up over the next few days. But what I wanted to talk about, because we're already talking about Daniel Jones, is the offense, right? And I took notes. So I had an argument with the entertainer. Well, I didn't have an argument with the entertainer. I disagreed with what the entertainer said, right? I disagreed with what he said. I did it, and I was harsh about it, but it was a disagreement, right? It was me pointing out the fact that I just didn't believe that what he said was true, right? And so I want to read to you what he said, because I want to be fair, and I don't have a beef with the entertainer. I just disagree with how he kind of waffles on these things, right? He said, this was September 7th. This was before the debacle. He said, if the Giants paid a 27-year-old running back instead of trying to fix one of the worst offensive lines in league history, Schoen should have been fired. He's a great player, didn't fit the current team. Number one, my response was a four-word response. I said, this is utter BS. And I did not say BS. 21,000 impressions later, 21,000 looks later, it just went off somewhere and I stopped paying attention because all it was Giants fans who feel like what he said wasn't true versus him and other people who feel like he do, changing the narrative, right? Number one, there is no rule that says these two things had to be different. You could have re-signed Saquon Barkley and fixed one of the worst offensive lines in league history, quote unquote, because it's not. You want to know how I know? Because one of the worst offensive lines in league history would not have gotten a team to the playoffs. Like, who do you think was responsible for this playoff berth? It was Barkley, and it was the offensive line. We're talking offensively. It was not the quarterback. The quarterback was a product of what Barkley and the offensive line was doing. I'll explain. Barkley had one of his best years. I believe it was his best year since his rookie year, right? And throughout the first half of the year, you know, when they were doing all of the winning and Saquon Barkley was going off, you had to focus in on Saquon. You had to key in on Saquon. So what did that do? That opened up the opportunity for play action to be more effective. That opened up the opportunity for Daniel Jones to run. And so the play action was good. Daniel Jones running was good. They all came off Saquon being able to run and the offensive line creating lanes for him to run in. That 2022 line was not one of the worst offensive lines in league history. That, my friends, is the lie that people keep trying to tell you. That offensive line was better than the offensive line that they have right now. Now, long term, will it be better? Who knows? But right now, as of what we've seen, that offensive line is better than this offensive line. And that offensive line was able to open up holes and allow Saquon Barkley to run. And then when they didn't open up holes, Saquon Barkley was BYOB. Bring your own block. So they could have paid Saquon after that 2022 season. They could have paid Saquon. They could have upgraded the offensive line at positions that needed to, which was not right tackle because they had already drafted a guy to play right tackle. But what if they improved at the guards? What if they brought in guys at guard that were better? Because the guards weren't that good that year. They weren't fantastic. I believe that was Zietler's last year. Or the year before that was Zietler's last year. But whoever it was, the guards were not that great. They could have upgraded the guards. Guards are relatively cheap. They could have done what they did this year, last year. And now with better guards in 2022, if you do lose an Andrew Thomas.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's not, let's start playing shuffleboard with all of these different pieces. Maybe you hold it together a little bit longer, but they didn't. And they didn't sign Saquon. In fact, they got rid of the two guards they had the year before. They went with unproven commodities at guard. And it blew up in their face because People got hurt. Both tackles got hurt. The rookie center that they drafted, he got hurt. And so then this year, they put all of this money into the offensive line, but really, they didn't put any money in. And that's the part where they keep hustling, y'all. They bought low. They didn't buy high. They didn't buy high. They bought low. Like, if they had bought high, I would understand what they're talking about, but they didn't. They bought low. Or they bought mid-tier. How about that? Don't believe me? You think I'm joking? Let's do this. Right guard contracts. Right guard contracts. Chris Lindstrom, 20 a year. Robert Hunt, 20 a year. Cosme, 18.5 a year. Zach Martin, 18.4 a year. Miners, 18. Dotson, 16. Teller, 14. Mason, 11. Ruiz, 11. Scherf, 10. Nate Davis, 10. So on and 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 so on until you get to Jake Kubis. Jake Kubis is getting, until you get to Greg Van Roten. Greg Van Roten is making $2 million a year at 34. Tell me how that's going to help you be better. Cooper Beebe, the Cowboys guard, is 23 years old, makes $1.4 million, and is infinitely better than Greg Van Roten. Ed Ingram, the Vikings offensive guard, makes $1.4 million a year. He's infinitely better. It's bargain basement. It's bargain basement. How about left guard, right? John Runyon Jr. is averaging $10 million a year, right? He's averaging $10 million a year. That must mean you're really good, right? Sure. Okay. Landon Dickerson, $21 million a year. Quentin Nelson, $20 million. Jonah Jackson, $17. Elgin Jenkins, $17. Joel Bitonio. Oh, by the way, Elgin Jenkins is the reason that they did not bring back John Runyon Jr. They had a better dude. Bitonio, $16. Tooney, $16. Lewis, $13. Powers, $13. That's before you get to Runyon Jr. at 10. That's their big money guy. That's mid-tier money. That's not big money. It's mid-tier money. Oh, you thought they paid Jermaine Illuminor a lot of money? You think Jermaine Illuminor is making cash? He makes $7 million a year. The highest paid right tackle makes $28 million a year. So when you're sitting back here trying to figure out why the offensive line isn't as good as it should be, ain't it simple? They're feeding you BS by telling you they're investing in positions when they're not really investing the type of money that winning teams are. Buccaneers, playoff team. Lions, playoff team. Chiefs, playoff team. Eagles, playoff team. Patriots, they're the Patriots. Texans, playoff team. Vikings, they just waxed you. Broncos, Colts, Panthers, Cowboys, playoff team. Browns, playoff team. Saints, Dolphins, playoff team. Rams, playoff team. Falcons, Chargers, Commanders. The Chargers are paying two right tackles. Two. Like, this isn't, we're not making these things up. They're paying two right tackles more than what they're paying Jermaine Illuminor. offensive line struggled. They weren't able to pick up a couple stunts, right? Stunt on the left side. Runyon Jr. gets beat to his left. He's trying to chase. The guy gets so much penetration, he's able to set the screen on Evan Neal so that the edge rusher can come underneath for the sack. That's on the line. The other side, it happened too. On the pick six, I know all of y'all want to blame Daniel Jones, but that's not Daniel Jones' fault. His job is to catch, turn, and throw. You want to know what the right tackle's job is? The right tackle's job is not to take a six-yard pass drop on the snap of the ball in a screen pass to his side. His job is to aggressively attack the edge rusher so they can't do what? Get upfield and get in the way of the pass. That is 100% on Jermaine Illuminor. That is not on Daniel Jones. That's not Daniel Jones' fault. Now, you want to know what is Daniel Jones' fault? All of these other sacks. Because overall, the offensive line didn't do a poor job in pass protection overall. But Daniel Jones was trying to escape, and he was escaping right into tackles. Daniel Jones wasn't being decisive with the ball. He was holding the ball and taking sacks. And then on the second interception, which I think was far worse than the first, because like I said, the first one wasn't his fault. He threw the ball into triple coverage in the end zone. There was no reason. There was nothing about the read. I saw the end zone shot. There's nothing about the read that says I got to stare him down and only throw to him. If three people in a zone are all around one place, guess where you should go? Somewhere else with the football. It wasn't just him, though. The running backs who, by committee, were supposed to replace Saquon Barkley, right? The guys who were supposed to replace Saquon, they didn't do their job either. But part of that's on the offensive line, because now you got an offensive line that's more built to pass protect and not necessarily run block. So, right? Devin Singletary, 10 carries for 37 yards, 7 yard long. Eric Gray, 2 carries for 6 yards. Tyrone Tracy, 2 carries for 2 yards. That means they had 14 carries for 45 yards. Last year, in a game where the Giants lost their left tackle, where their quarterback got banged up, Saquon Barkley rushed 10 times for 50-plus yards. Sorry, maybe it was 12. Let me double check, because I know that people don't ever want to be wrong or want to accept that you might have just misspoke or been wrong about something. Let me make sure that I'm saying it right, because I don't want to compare them to what Saquon did, because like many of you have said, when you're trying to avoid the real reason why it's a horrible decision to get rid of Saquon, you just say, oh, well, the Eagles have a better team. Last year, it was 12, by the way, 12 carries for 51 yards. That's 4.25 yards an attempt. This year, 14 carries, 45 yards. Ta-da! That's your Saquon Barkley, right? Two more carries, 6 less yards. And that was against a Dallas team that was fired up. That was with your best offensive lineman getting hurt. That was with a blowout of epic proportions. This wasn't a blowout of epic proportions. This was just your normal run-of-the-mill NFL blowout, where it just gets worse and worse and worse as the game went on. The Cowboys looked up, I'm sorry, the Giants looked up last year versus the Cowboys, and they were down 21 before they had a chance to blink. The defense turned the ball over twice for you guys on offense to be able to do something. And guess what? Nothing. Hey, where were the deep shots? Where were the deep passes? Where were the creative play calls? The things that we all said, oh, Brian Daboll's in charge now. He's going to be calling the plays. Brian Daboll had a bad game. Brian Daboll had a bad game as a play caller. Who does he answer to? Right? Because when Mike Kafka had a bad game as a play caller, you guys all asked for Brian Daboll to call plays. Now that Brian Daboll has had a bad day calling the plays, who do you turn to? Who gets to reprimand him? I'll tell you the answer. Nobody feels worse than he does. Of course. Nobody feels worse than he does. Because he's not out there trying to not call a good game. He just didn't call a good game. It happens to the best of us. Right? Some days at work, you just don't have it. He didn't have it. For whatever reason. The offense didn't look dynamic. The offense didn't stretch the field. The offense couldn't move the ball on the ground. The offense was calling design run plays for a quarterback that just came off knee surgery. Two of them. The offense force-fed 12 targets to Wandale Robinson and only 7 to their number one pick, who is supposed to be wide receiver 1. Somebody make it make sense. Somebody make it make sense how you give Wandale Robinson 12 targets and a carry, and you give Malik Nabers 7 targets. Just look at the production on the catches. Malik Nabers, 5 catches, 66 yards. Wandale Robinson, 6 catches, 44 yards. Imagine what happens if you give Malik Nabers 5 more targets. I'm sorry, but and I like Wandale. I think he's going to be a great number 3. But if you're telling me, it's Nabers and Slayton need more targets. I'm not going to give Wandale Robinson 12 targets and give Malik Nabers and Darius Slayton and Jalin Hyatt, right? And Jalin Hyatt, 12 targets. I gave Wandale Robinson the same amount of targets as Malik Nabers, Darius Slayton, and Jalin Hyatt. By the way, what happened to Jalin Hyatt? Can somebody tell me why the Giants were running 12 personnel on third downs consistently instead of running 10 personnel and getting all of the weapons that they have as receiver on the field? Because those two tight ends are just not good receivers. They're okay. They're just not good. If it's third, why not get more of those guys who are good at receiving the ball on the field? It's not like you were just keeping them in the block every time. And if you are, that's problematic. Because you just spent $17 million a year to improve, actually more. $19 million a year when you add in the $2 million grade Van Roten. You just spent $19 million to improve the offensive line, and this is what you still have to do? You might as well just paid Saquon. Now, here's the light at the end of the tunnel, because I know Giants fans, y'all are all doom and gloom. This sucks. Blow it up. It's awful. Everybody must go. It's game one. It's week one. And if you remember last year when the Giants had that horrible game, right? When they had that horrible game versus Dallas, 0 points, 40-point blowout. They came back the next week and played Arizona. And in that Arizona game, the first half did not look good. It was 20-0 in the first half. And guess what? The Giants won. that same Daniel Jones, that same Saquon Barkley, right? Barkley had 2 touchdowns that game. He had a touchdown run and a touchdown pass. Daniel Jones had 3 touchdowns that day. He had a touchdown run. He had to pass to Barkley, and he had a pass to Isaiah Hodgins. Graham Gano with the winning field goal. Defense played lights out in the second half. Only gave up 8 points. So is it time to panic? No. Not at all. Is it cause for concern and consternation throughout this week? Absolutely. You cannot see another performance like this on Sunday. If there are 2 performances like this in a row, it's going to be problems. I still don't think it's time to panic, but I already know what the fan base is thinking. You guys are there. Y'all got pitchforks and torches. Y'all are ready to burn it down. I'm saying, whoa. Was this bad? Absolutely. Can this offensive performance get any worse? No, it can't get any worse. So it's only up from here. It's only up from here. Man, I got questions. I got questions. I don't know what they were doing. And on top of it, I don't know what they were doing on defense. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me as always. New York Giants on SI. That is where you get your New York Giants news and information from. Go over there, check it out, do the thing. This week, I'll have my first video breakdowns coming on New York Giants on SI. Obviously, on Wednesday, I think it is, or whenever they get it up, check out my plays for fantasy from the Giants. I think probably all of them were this week, right? Neighbors now. Slayton, I mean, Wandell had quite a few targets, which, you know, he got some catches, but overall, I don't think any of them top 10 points. Maybe Wandell and Neighbors did. Slayton didn't. But I digress. We'll be back tomorrow to talk more about this game and the fallout from this game, but more specifically about the defense. Man, was that disappointing. Even with the 2 turnovers, it was utterly disappointing. Until next time, I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I have a giant issue.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.